Ridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. House Republicans plan to release a long-awaited report today on the terror attacks in Benghazi, Libya. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is on the committee. He says it was a failure of the Obama administration and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
They were so invested. Libya was supposed to be their shining foreign policy success story. They were so invested in this and so committed to this that they didn't look at the facts. When Gaddafi was thrown out in August of 2011, the next 13 months, there are 200 security incidents. There's an assassination attempt on the British ambassador. One DSA agent who went there and came back described Benghazi like this. He said, it's a suicide mission. Everyone is going to die. So that was the security posture, but they were so invested in this, they had to stay. And then 9/11/2012 happened.
And you can hear more from Congressman Jim Jordan when he joins us live here on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall at 7:35. British Prime Minister David Cameron will address an emergency session of European Union lawmakers today as they discuss the UK's unprecedented vote to leave the EU. The lawmakers meeting in Brussels appear set to call for Britain to trigger the exit process immediately. Yesterday's Supreme Court ruling throwing out former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell's corruption conviction won't have an effect on lawmakers still looking to change the political culture in Richmond.
It's already seen a big change since McDonnell was indicted, says Fairfax State Senator Chap Peterson.
There's a lot more rules and regulations and a lot more forms you got to fill out.
When he started in Richmond 15 years ago, he says free meals and trips were commonplace.
That was considered not just normal, I mean, that was accepted.
Even though the conviction was vacated and McDonnell served no jail time, Peterson says it shouldn't encourage others to follow his path.
I don't think anyone thinks, gosh, Bob McDonnell got off easy. His life was ruined.
Peterson says he'll still be trying to tighten ethics laws.
You should not be taking free gifts, free meals, free anything. Just none of it.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Virginia Attorney General is asking the state's highest court to throw out that Republican lawsuit challenging Governor Terry McAuliffe's executive order restoring the voting rights of over 200,000 convicted felons. Attorney General Mark Herring tells the Virginia Supreme Court the governor was well within his legal authority, but Republicans argue the governor can only restore rights on a case-by-case basis. A judge in Rockville holds another status hearing today for the Clarksburg woman whose two small children have been missing for nearly 2 years. Catherine Hoggle remains in state custody, getting mental treatment after being deemed incompetent to stand trial. Troy Turner, the father of the missing children, told reporters a couple of months ago,
I'm looking at someone who has the information that we need, and for whatever reason will not give up that information, and it's very frustrating. It makes me angry, but at the same time, it's not like this big flood of anger because it's just a constant feeling of I want my kids home.
Catherine Hoggle is charged with neglect, obstruction, and hindering in the case of her missing children. Legendary women's basketball coach Pat Summitt has died.
Pat Summitt spent 38 years at the University of Tennessee, and no men's or women's coach has won more games in Division I college basketball history. Summitt helped boost the women's game with 8 national championships, 16 conference tournament titles, and an unprecedented 31 consecutive appearances in the NCAA tournament before retiring in 2012, 1 year after announcing she had been diagnosed with early onset dementia. Her son says she died not far from the Tennessee campus in Knoxville, surrounded by those who loved her most. Pat Summitt was 64. Joe Ramsey, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,140, the Nasdaq at 45,94. Sports, the Nats crushed the Mets. The O's were idler in San Diego tonight, and top seed Novak Djokovic is among the first-round winners at Wimbledon. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays that will get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Witten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Remember the credit crisis of 2008? It's long gone, but you may still be feeling the pain. Hi, Rick Edelman here. Bad investment advice could be preventing you from achieving your financial goals. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money. It's based on my number one best-selling book, and you'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major financial obstacles you'll face, the 6 ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Come to the seminar and get a free copy of Rescue Your Money, now fully revised and updated. The seminar comes to Bethesda Tuesday and Wednesday, July 12th and 13th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Make sure your vehicle is road-ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway, let's go Inner Loop in Annandale, heading toward Tyson's. Finding some delays as you work past Little River Turnpike. North of the toll road, I do see a VDOT truck on the right shoulder. That seems to be the focal point of delay. Slow on the toll road to merge onto the Beltway. In Sterling, 28, no problems heading south down toward the toll road. Just off of 28, though, watch on 606 Old Ox Road at Pacific Boulevard. You might see still some activity from the earlier crash. And talking about Suitland Parkway and the broken down inbound Suitland Parkway just inside the Beltway that was causing delays. And now trying to get toward the Suitland Parkway on Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's a report of a new crash. It was a milling and paving project overnight on 27 Ridge Road. We have uneven pavement and we have delays. North of Brink Road, watch for that volume on 27 Ridge Road. Heavier than normal, need some extra time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hopefully packed along the rain gear. There'll be some showers, thunderstorms east this morning, mostly east of Chesapeake Bay. As we get into the afternoon, showers, thunderstorms coming in west to east with a cold front. 86 thunderstorms early tonight, then we clear 68. Wednesday, beautiful sunshine up to 85 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Alexandria, 72 in Frederick, 75 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. A top Ted Cruz lieutenant is now going to run the Trump communications team. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
7:07 on WMAL. A very busy morning because we're getting details about what's inside that Benghazi report. And to that end, in about 30 minutes, we're going to talk to a member of the Benghazi committee, Representative Jim Jordan. It's eye-opening stuff, and you don't want to miss that at 7:35. 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli. 8:15, D.C. Board Chair Jack Evans will be here to talk about Metro firings. 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now, legal analyst from Breitbart News, Ken Klukowski, to give us his take away from yesterday's Supreme Court decision, specifically on the Texas abortion clinic law. Ken, thanks for joining us. This was a 5-3 decision, Justice Kennedy providing the swing vote. He definitely moved to the left here. But Kennedy is the man who created the quote-unquote undue burden provision, which said that states could regulate abortion as a medical procedure. Duh, they should be able to regulate it, but not if it creates an undue burden for a woman in obtaining her constitutionally protected right to an abortion. So how did the Texas law, in Kennedy's mind, create an undue burden?
Well, that's right, Larry. In 1992, the Supreme Court was given the opportunity to overrule Roe versus Wade. And Justice Kennedy, along with Sandra Day O'Connor and David Hackett Souter, the three of them wrote a joint opinion where they said that abortion was not, as Roe had cast it, a fundamental constitutional right. And also that Roe was not subject to what abortion is not subject to what Roe created in terms of a trimester framework, that what your constitutional rights were depended on which trimester your pregnancy was in.
Right.
They said instead that the line is at viability, and before viability, a state can impose any burdens, any restrictions on abortion that are not an undue burden to a woman seeking an abortion, and that after viability, a state can impose any restriction on abortion so long as it's reasonable. Now, ever since that day, Kennedy had professed pro-life sentiments during the 1980s. So that was shocking to conservatives when he did that in 1992, essentially coming out pro-abortion. ever since 1992. For the following 20 years, every time an abortion case went to the U.S. Supreme Court, Kennedy voted pro-life. And it looked more and more that he was saying, I think there is a right to have an abortion, but it's a minimal right. You can regulate the heck out of it. We saw that most recently in 2007 when he was the vote to uphold the federal ban on personal birth abortion. You read his decision in 07. You read his dissenting opinions from 2000 and previous years, and he sounds halfway pro-life in those
decisions. So what happened here?
Yesterday was a huge change, and no one can explain it.
Well, did he? I mean, I'm sorry, but to present that a law creates an undue burden and to say that that is the jurisprudence being used here to overturn a law, don't you have to cite something? Don't you have to cite some evidence to say, and here's what that burden was? What is the burden on a woman in Texas trying to get an abortion under these safe conditions?
Justice Breyer went on for more than a dozen pages talking about this. I was an attorney working on this case. I represented SBA List and Concerned Women for America. So I know this case very well. I was one of the lawyers on it. This law appears tailor-made to exactly fit everything that Kennedy said in 2007 and in 2000 that he would be willing to sustain. It's now they're saying, in fact, I'd encourage all of your listeners, go to the opinion, read Justice Thomas's dissent, where he just deconstructs the majority opinion and shows that now the Supreme Court majority is like revising the 1992 Casey decision, revising it upward back in the direction of Roe v. Wade, raising the bar to one that very, very few laws could satisfy.
I see the Associated Press and their story on this, and their lead line is as follows. By striking down tough abortion restrictions in Texas, the U.S. Supreme Court has emboldened abortion rights activists nationwide and, quote, imperiled a range of anti-abortion laws in numerous states. So are there other laws now that are at danger as a result of this ruling yesterday by the High Court?
You know, when the AP screws up reporting on a Supreme Court case, I can never figure out if they're just lying through their teeth or if they have no clue what they're talking about, because I think you can flip a coin on that. They're right in terms of the political impact. They're wrong in terms of saying that this was a tough abortion law. All this said was that abortion is a surgical procedure. All it said was, if you're going to get abortion in Texas, the doctor performing it must have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles so that he can go with you and treat you if something bad happens to you. We already know something bad is happening to the baby. And secondly, that abortion facilities must meet all the sanitation and equipment standards of an urgent care, of an ambulatory surgical center. That's all it required. It said the operating rooms have to be clean, and the doctor has to be able to go to a real hospital if something goes bad. That's not a tough abortion law. That is a common sense provision to protect women's health. But yes, this decision going the way that it did, I think it is now hard to conceive of any pro-life legislation that would pass muster under this current court, meaning that if Hillary Clinton wins, there will be no pro-life victories probably during the next presidential administration, that nothing will happen unless Donald Trump were to win the presidency and follow through on his promise, replacing not just the irreplaceable Antonin Scalia, but also now we need a second conservative justice added to the court in order for pro-life legislation to really be able to soar. It's hard to see what kind of law can pass if yesterday's law could not.
Ken, you always give us great information, but I got to tell you, we only have about a minute left here, and you're sort of already getting to what I'm trying, what I want to ask you, which is, we always hear from the left, we hear from Hillary Clinton all the time, they want abortion to be safe, legal, and rare. Based on what you saw yesterday from the Supreme Court, what law can be passed here, like the law in Pennsylvania that came in reaction to the House of Horrors in the Kermit Gosnell abortion factory? What law can a state now pass that will, in fact, make abortion safe and have maybe rare?
It's quite possible none. This law in Texas was passed in reaction to Kermit Gosnell. That is exactly why this law was passed. And so this is to make abortion, pro-lifers want it to be legal and rare. This law was just about making it safe.
Yeah, forget about this isn't even a pro-life thing. This is about making sure that if a woman goes and gets her constitutionally protected abortion, that something disgusting, horrible, and deadly doesn't happen like what happened in Philadelphia with Dr. Gosnell.
That's right. And because this law was only such a tangential burden on abortion, this is where I was absolutely shocked that the court ruled the way it did. And beyond that, in the few seconds that we had, the court should never even have heard this case. This is the second lawsuit brought by the same plaintiffs under what's called the doctrine of res judicata. Once you've had your day in court, the case is over. You can't file a new lawsuit just because you didn't like the result. And that was Justice Alito's dissent. He goes on for dozens of pages about how the court was throwing out 200 years of judicial rules in terms of even being willing to reconsider the merits of this case. And a lot of people are deeply concerned in terms of why was the court so bent on saying, we will rule on this, and we're going to strike it down.
Yeah. All right. Ken Klukowski, legal analyst, Breitbart News. We got to leave it there, but thank you for joining us. Always good stuff. And we look forward to talking to you during the next Supreme Court session. Yeah. We got to come up with some reason to talk to Ken over the summer. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
But boy, oh boy, you know, if you're concerned about issues like this, boy, this makes this November election that
so
much more important.
More
important as just in terms of the Supreme Court. I can't. With you look at the ages of the justices, and
I would not be surprised to see a retirement announcement anytime soon. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
It is 7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And better, the Suitland Parkway coming inbound just inside the Beltway, broken down out of the travel lanes. But it's getting to the Suitland Parkway now that's a struggle. Heading on Route 4 before you get to the Beltway, before the Suitland Parkway, that's where crews are dealing with the crash. So Route 4 really stacking up with this heavy volume. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, back near Route 5. If you take 295 northbound, have a little bit of the stop and go near the Naval Research Lab, and then hang tight here. North of the Suitland Parkway, reports of a stalled car. Volume on the 11th Street Bridge, heading to the freeway each direction, just starting to see some of those slowdowns. Maryland, 95 southbound, delays right around the ICC, and that's the heavy volume to get onto the outer loop of the Beltway. Had an earlier crash near Colesville Road, that was over to the shoulder. 66, come on in from the west on through Manassas, Centerville, just seeing some of that stop and go, and again through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy this morning, we'll have thunderstorms developing this afternoon, 80% chance of rain, high of 86 degrees. Tonight, thunderstorms continue early in the evening, then clear skies after midnight, low of 68. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high of 85. Right now, 74 degrees in the nation's capital, 717. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370. The fallout of the Brexit vote continues. Yesterday, another tough day on Wall Street. And it's interesting. So much analysis is being done. And the Washington Post had a headline that really caught my eye and I thought was worth a conversation here. Here's the tweet that I saw last night. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Brexit is a reminder some things just shouldn't be decided by the people.
What?
The Washington Post. That's their takeaway. Now, when you click through,
so the nation's paper of record.
Yes, in this Democratic Republic,
believe that the people should not have a say in policy.
Well, I let me give them a little bit of credit, but we do want to hear from you. Let me reframe the question here, because the headline, when you actually click through and look at it, says Brexit is a reminder that some things shouldn't be decided by referendum.
Oh.
Which is not the same thing as being decided by the people, but let's talk about this for a moment, because many states have statewide referendums, right? I mean, there's ballot measures in Maryland, right?
Sure.
And the it's out of control out in states like California, where they have these statewide ballot measures. And I've often sort of agreed with that. I don't like statewide referendums, and God forbid, can you imagine us having a national referendum here in the United States of America on something as critically huge and important as the Brexit vote, like they did in England? Listen, it's part of their laws. They have it. They can do it, and they did it. They don't do national referendums a lot, but they did one here. But is that actually the right thing to do? Should there be national referendums here in America? What do you think? 888-630-9625. Do you like the idea of just letting the people decide yes or no on critically important, huge issues like this? 888-630-WMAL. See, I don't. Maybe call me an elitist.
Yeah,
but
I wonder about that.
I like the fact that we have a representative democracy. Listen, our founders had the option to put this in, and it's not like even everybody had the vote back then, God knows. There were a whole lot of people who didn't get a chance to vote, but they still didn't necessarily think that it was the best thing to have, quote unquote, mob rule. And I'm okay with that. Let's elect good people to make decisions, and we've got mechanisms to get them out of office and vote somebody else in if we disagree with them.
Look, I think there are times when government gets so far afield and so down the wrong path and are out of sync with the American people that something like a referendum can have real value in telling them in no uncertain terms, you know what? We don't agree with that. We don't agree with your approach. We disagree strongly, and we want to send that message in the most forceful way we possibly can. I think there is value in that. That sometimes government, you know, gets so off the path that it just needs something that just, you know, sort of brings them back to reality, as it has in Great Britain. And I don't have a problem with referendum. I think it is it couldn't be a valuable tool in a democratic republic such as ours, where it brings the elected officials in a very rapid way a clear understanding of where the people are, in a way perhaps they don't get on a regular basis. I like it.
What do you think? Referendum's a good idea or a bad idea? Or as the Washington Post puts it, Brexit is a reminder some things just shouldn't be decided by the people. Dan in Bethesda, you're on WMAL. What do you think, Dan?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. First thing, I got three quick points. First, you know, this whole business with the EU, it was really created as a counterweight by old Europe because they didn't like that the new world had ascended to world supremacy and that their individual countries were next to nothing anymore as far as world powers because they lost all their colonies. They had to give them all up. Second, and so far as this goes, you know, people don't realize what happened with Ireland. Ireland was the largest growing economy in Europe before the crash in 2008 because they had the lowest corporate tax rates. But what happened was their banking system was not like our banking system. They didn't have an FDIC to insure all the deposits and all the investments that had been made.
Right.
And so when the crash hit, they had community banks and all their banks went under. And as a result of that, now when you look at England, England does have something the equivalent of an FDIC. By being out of the EU, they can set their own tax rate.
Dan, we're going
and
really
as a report,
Dan, I know you got a lot to say. Dan, I'm sorry. I know you got a lot to say, but we're really going far afield. We're talking specifically about the referendum in general, not specific to what the Brits just decided. I do appreciate you. And by the way, yes, Dan thinks that the people should decide some things by referendum. We want to hear from you. Referendums, yes. Referendums, no. 888-630-WMAL at 722.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Ted Britt Automotive is kicking behind there with their Ted Britt Summer Sales event. It's going on right now, and you're going to get the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a huge selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. And by the way, Ted Britt is proud to offer the Military Appreciation and First Responders $1,000 cash bonus that thanks the heroes serving in our military and our community. So what better way to have an extended July 4th weekend here? Get out there to Ted Britt, find yourself a brand new automobile, brand new vehicle, brand new truck, and then get a $1,000 cash bonus plus the great sales that they've got. And even better than that, they stand by every single deal they make and every single vehicle they sell. Ted Britt has this program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles, right? Visit one of their great locations, 9 of them all together in Northern Virginia, or go online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-400-0806. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 350 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-400-0806. That's 1-800-400-0806. 1-800-400-0806.
Daniel Murphy.
There it goes for Murphy!
Making the Mets regret.
And he's done it!
Catch everything. Nationals Mets. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Messen. Danny Espinosa.
The DC Power Company does it again.
June is heating up, so is Danny.
Unbelievable!
Catch everything. Nationals Mets. The series concludes tomorrow night at 6:30 on Messen 2.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Connecticut Avenue, if you're coming southbound, say out of Kensington and off of the Beltway, watch for delays. Crash after Jones Bridge Road as you head down toward the Starbucks. No problems on the northbound side. You can get through. Top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring. Our backups almost back to Route 1 because of a crash we had in the delays near Colesville Road and a new one reported before University Boulevard. Take it easy on that stretch of the Beltway. For 95 to merge onto the Beltway, you hit those delays just south of the ICC. Heading through Jessup, heavy on the BW Parkway southbound, and again each direction through Laurel, seeing those delays. Trying to get through Route 4. We had an incident northbound Route 4 before the Beltway, before you get to the Suitland Parkway. Still watch for police on the scene there. Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5. And heading around the Beltway, Virginia, leaving Springfield, you're okay on the outer loop toward the Wilson Bridge. It's inner loop, pushing slow through Annandale. Now, if your computer is pushing and running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in front on the march. That front will get here. Scattered showers, thunderstorms mainly this afternoon. A few off to the east this morning, 86 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees, 7:26 on WMAL. We're asking, should there be a national referendum here in America? The Washington Post says, yeah, some things just shouldn't be decided by the people. Brian thinks so. Well, I think I like representatives.
Especially since they're non-binding referendum. I mean, the elected officials can still choose to ignore the will of the people, but at their own peril.
Tim, they do that all the time. And Tim in the district, you're on WMAL.
Hi, good morning. While I agree with Larry that referendums are something in our type of democracy to use very sparingly, I can't help but wonder if newspapers like the Washington Compost would be saying things like that had this one gone their way and the vote had gone for the stay versus the leave.
Yeah, it's a great point.
They were probably chiding us and being like, how dare you upset or that this went this way?
Yes, the wisdom of the people prevailed, they would say.
That's right.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Good point. 7:28 on WMAL.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here to tell you how you can take all the stress out of the decision and get your home sold fast and for the highest price. It's easy, actually. Just call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah have developed exclusive seller programs that are simply not offered by other agents. They have over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy a home in the area right now. Listen to what Debbie and Sarah did with the Kim's house in Chantilly. Before the Kim's home went on the market, Debbie and Sarah pushed their home to the buyers in their database. They created demand before ever going on the market. Then the house goes live and bam, four offers come in after the first day. The Kims thought Debbie and Sarah's buyers in waiting program was a gimmick, but after they sold their home in just one day, they want everyone to know that these buyers and results are the real deal. Sarah and Debbie are also the real deal. They can sell your home too. They already have the buyers and your home might already be sold. Just call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now, froyofranchising.com.
Coming up, Representative Jim Jordan, member of the Benghazi Committee, will join us to give his reaction to and details in the report that will be released a little later today, showing exactly how the Obama administration and the Clinton State Department failed our brave Americans who died that night in Benghazi and then lied about it, knew they lied, and continued to lie about the attacks. That's all coming up with Representative Jim Jordan right after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Republican-led House Select Committee on Benghazi today is releasing key portions of a report on the 2012 attacks in Libya that killed 4 Americans, including the ambassador, while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State.
What the report that we've seen paints is a narrative of the Benghazi outpost as a bureaucratic and diplomatic no-man's land, which made it unnecessarily hard to get funding and security, even in especially as things became so dangerous and the situation really deteriorated on the ground. But in what we've reviewed, there doesn't seem to be a smoking gun when it comes to Hillary Clinton.
Correspondent Dana Bash reporting, and you can hear more about the Benghazi report from committee member Congressman Jim Jordan when he joins us live here on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall right after this news. British Prime Minister David Cameron will be meeting today in Brussels with European Union leaders. It's the first session since the UK voted to leave the EU. Donald Trump is campaigning today in battleground states Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, expected to deliver an economic policy speech, but as the Trump campaign prepares to walk back one of his signature proposals.
A policy paper that will ratchet back his Muslim ban. Now it pertains, according to advisors, to just people coming from terror states, not all Muslims as the ban was initially crafted. It's yet another sign that, at least on the campaign side of things, everybody's focused on the general election.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly and former University of Tennessee women's basketball coach Pat Summitt has died. Summitt was the winningest coach in Division I college basketball history. She died overnight at age 64. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,140, the NASDAQ at 45,94. Sports, the Nationals now have a 2-game winning streak with a win over the Mets. The O's were idle. They open a West Coast road trip tonight in San Diego. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Jim, how are you? Come on in.
Bill, this is such a great house.
Thanks. You have 3 beds, 2 baths, and wait till you see the pool.
But how'd you get the down payment?
We didn't have to. We called NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA and got a 0 down fixed rate mortgage with no private mortgage insurance.
You must be saving hundreds a year with no PMI.
More like thousands. And with 0 down, we were able to add the pool. I'm telling you, if you're looking to buy a home, you've got to get NASA Federal's 0 down fixed rate mortgage with no PMI. It even works for jumbo loans. Just call 1-888-991-NASA. NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Wow, with 0 down and no PMI, we could buy that house Jen liked and furnish it too. But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work at NASA to get a mortgage with NASA Federal. Just call 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Thanks for the tip. Now can I see the pool?
Equal housing lender, NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group. .com.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy efficient LED is put into play. Oh wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novak team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novak, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 South, heavy past 109. You hit it again briefly in Clarksburg and then Germantown, Gaithersburg, Rockville. Have a lot of the stop and go heading down to the Beltway, but nothing currently along the way. We do have a crash on Connecticut Avenue, so for everyone coming off the Beltway, and if you come out of Kensington, this will affect you. I'm looking at southbound delays beginning near Saul Road, past the Beltway, past Jones Bridge Road, right as you come up to Manor Road, right where the gas station, Starbucks is. Do watch for police direction. Now, let's go to Outer Loop, topside, from 95. In fact, the delays are almost back to Route 1 and around to George Avenue. Along the way, had a crash reported near New Hampshire Avenue, south on 29, leaving Fairland through White Oak and down toward the Trader Joe's and Four Corners, slowing. Taking you to the Wilson Bridge, back near Route 5, inner loop of the Virginia Beltway, leaving Springfield past the Little River Turnpike, slowing. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front on the march, clouds already here, showers and thunderstorms arriving most likely this afternoon. There may be some around, especially to the east this morning, up to 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Leesburg, 72 in Greenbelt, 75 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
737 on WMAL. Coming up at 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli on the future political hopes of Bob McDonnell in Virginia now that his conviction was overturned by the Supreme Court. 8:15 brings us D.C. Metro Board Chair Jack Evans on the latest on Metro. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC on Brexit. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us now on the line is Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, a member of the Benghazi Committee, on the day that we're going to get our first official look at what this committee has uncovered in their a lengthy investigation of the Benghazi affair. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be with you.
You know, we have been digesting some of the stuff that is already out there this morning, the advanced look that people have been given, but I'd just like to give you your opportunity to say what you think is the most important thing you found as in this report, and what was the most shocking development that you uncovered.
The evidence shows, and I think shows rather strongly, that the administration and the secretary misled the American people. They misled the American people because it was 56 days before an election when this tragedy took place, when this terrorist attack took place. Libya was supposed to be their legacy. You know, this was how this was supposed to be how foreign policy works. You oust the dictator, you do it with no boots on the ground. You're part of the Arab Spring. This was, they were invested in this, and they were so invested in this that it didn't matter that in the next 13 months after Gaddafi was gone, that you had 200 security incidents. You had a diplomat security agent when he went to Benghazi and then came back. He did his service and came back. That it was a suicide mission and that everybody there was going to die. They were so invested in it, they stayed there, and then the terrorist attack happens. And it happens on September 11, 2012. It happens with 56 days before an election and with their legacy on the line. And so what do? They tell one story privately, which is the truth. They tell a different story publicly, which is it was a video-inspired protest caused by this inflammatory material on the internet. And they start that narrative right from...
And Secretary Clinton was actively involved in those meetings where this lie was developed and then promulgated upon the American public.
They started it. They started this video-inspired protest narrative at 10:08 the night of the attacks. They started it while Tyrone Woods was still on the roof of the annex fighting for his life, fighting for his fellow countrymen. They start that. So, to me, that's one of the key takeaways. The other one is that I think this focus on political concerns also slowed down our military. I mean, they were discussing, should our military go in civilian clothes or go in uniform? They had Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, calling up Pastor Jones in Florida, telling him, make sure you don't put this video. I mean, they were doing things that you frankly seemed to me to waste time when you should have been moving as quickly and with the urgency that was needed to help our folks who were in Benghazi fighting for their lives.
Representative Jordan, it's amazing how the spin is already starting from this report. We saw a little bit of spin from the Democrats on your committee yesterday. But I keep hearing this phrase, and I would love for you to address it directly, that, well, there's no smoking gun implicating Hillary Clinton. We don't have a smoking gun here. First of all, do you need a smoking gun to reach the conclusion that something pretty bad happened and the lies were told? But beyond that, I mean, what would you call the smoking gun in your report?
We have all the facts, but what we try to do with Congressman Pompeo and myself, is we take those facts and we say, why? Why did we stay in Libya when almost everyone else had left? Why did we stay when the security situation got so bad, when there were 200 security incidents in the 13 months leading up to it? Why did we stay when a diplomat security agent said everyone here is going to die? We stayed because this was their baby. This was their supposed to be their crown jewel of how foreign policy works. So we stayed for that. And then why did they mislead the American people? Because, again, there were political concerns here. So that, to me, that... smoking gun or not, call it what you want. What it is leaders in our government misleading the taxpayers, misleading the citizens, and doing it for political reasons. That should not happen in a country as great as ours, whether it's Republicans or Democrats who do it. That should not happen, particularly at a moment of crisis when people's lives were on the line. That should not happen.
What I keep coming across here is that there was no sense of urgency that they could have done something, that they were concerned about, oh, well, we got to come up with a cover story to cover us up here because, you know, we're going to look bad in the middle of an election. They were thinking about whether or not they should go in wearing uniform or civilian clothes, but there was no sense of urgency that people were in under attack and were dying, and they weren't taking action to do anything about it.
Contrast that, the lack of urgency here, the focus on political concerns here, with the urgency and the patriotism and the valor and the courage we saw there in Libya. You had folks in Tripoli on their own figure out how they were going to get from Tripoli to Benghazi to help their fellow countrymen.
Yeah.
They did it on their own without any assistance from Washington. I mean, that's the contrast that I think comes out so sharply and so clearly when you look at what took place there and what was going on here in Washington.
Well said. Your big portion of the report that you wrote with your colleague Mike Pompeo, Republican of Kansas, had to do with Leon Panetta and an order to deploy. Can you tell us about that? My understanding is it was around 2 p.m. or thereabouts, Washington time, when Leon Panetta gave an order to deploy. So what happened?
Yeah. It's a little later than that. The attack starts at 3:42 Eastern time. Mr. Panetta and General Dempsey meet with the president, a standing meeting they had. They meet with the president at 5 o'clock. Shortly thereafter, somewhere between 6 and 8 p.m., closer to 6, we believe, Secretary Panetta issues an order to deploy. And then what we know is three assets were put in motion. None of them, only one of them got to Libya, and that went to Tripoli, and that didn't get there until almost 23 hours after the attack started. None of the assets got there before the attack was finished, and none of them even took off. None of them were put in motion until after the attack was over.
When the Secretary of Defense gives an order to deploy, why does nothing happen?
Yeah, we asked those questions, and we got answers. Some of the answers we frankly can't talk about because they were given to us in a classified.
Oh, did we lose you, Congressman?
Where was the urgency? Where was the same urgency we saw from the people there? Where was it? It was lacking certainly here in D.C.
All right.
And also, talk about Susan Rice briefly. Just one last quick thing.
Well,
going on the five network shows when they knew this was not the truth.
Yeah, and she you know, there was they started to blur the line early on with the Secretary Clinton's statement at 10:08 on the night of the attacks. Some sought to justify this vicious behavior's response to inflammatory material on the internet, starting to reference a video. But Susan Rice erased it completely. She went on there and said it was the video from the get-go, a statement that the folks at the State Department, particularly folks who cover the Middle East and the Near Eastern Affairs Bureau, knew was false. But this dichotomy, this contrast between what was said publicly and what was said privately,
right,
continued for days. And again, it was not surprisingly that the public statements were the statements that best helped them politically, and those were the ones that weren't accurate.
Well, Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, member of the Benghazi Committee, thank you so much for joining us this morning to help us understand this important report.
Yeah, and really quickly, what time will the actual full report be released?
It should be out now,
okay.
And then there's a press event at 10 o'clock this morning.
Thank you, sir.
All right, it is now 7:44.
These guys,
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, when it's time to sell your home, you want to choose an agent with the best system for selling a home on time and for the most money. Choose my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that can only come from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he'll buy it outright. Frank has the buyers lined up, and his marketing system creates demand. And on average, his homes sell for 8% more than other local agents with similar guarantees. You know, when Frank listed Lord's and Norman's Silver Spring home, it sold in 6 days. Now, that's the power of Frank Prindle. If you need more proof, the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran recommends Frank Prindle exclusively in the D.C. metro area. You see that all agents are simply not the same. So please call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or learn more online at itrustfrank.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. The problem pushing through Manassas is this crash eastbound as you approach Business 234. Looks like a VDOT truck has arrived to the scene, so you see a bit of activity and definitely needs to be a tow truck or two called to the scene. Heading through Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks have the stop and go without any incidents reported along that stretch. Interloop leaving 95 to get you past the Little River Turnpike slow. Again, north of 66 toward the Legion Bridge. Top side of the Maryland Beltway. We've had two separate incidents this morning, both cleared, but slows before 95 toward Georgia Avenue. 95 southbound as you merge onto the Beltway slows in the Calverton area. Connecticut Avenue. Need extra time or you need to avoid. Southbound Connecticut Avenue. This will be inside the Beltway past Jones Bridge Road at Manor Road for the crash. Police at the scene there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I'll hopefully pack along the rain gear. There'll be some showers, thunderstorms east this morning, mostly east of Chesapeake Bay. As we get into the afternoon, showers, thunderstorms coming in west to east with a cold front. 86 thunderstorms early tonight, then we clear 68. Wednesday, beautiful sunshine up to 85 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL.
I want to give you a chance to have something to say about what you've just heard regarding the Benghazi report. In the meantime, it's, by the way, 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. And Larry, I want to decipher a little bit more on this report that we're beginning to see a lot of reporting on today. And mainly, I want to point out that there was this information came to the secretary's attention that the situation there was deteriorating in Benghazi, and they knew that it was bad there, and they continued to do nothing to shore up the situation. And one wonders why. And why was Chris Stevens there? We now know that Chris Stevens was in Benghazi because the secretary was going to visit Libya later that year. She was going to take her victory lap in Libya and talk about how her policies had so dramatically changed the country for the better, and that while she was there, she wanted a deliverable. That's a quote, a deliverable. This comes straight from Chris Stevens, the ambassador at the time. And the deliverable that she wanted to talk about was that Benghazi, which had been this temporary little diplomatic compound, was going to become a full-fledged diplomatic outpost, from temporary to full-fledged, a sign about how things were working on the ground in Libya.
Yep.
And she I say, did not take action to shore up the situation, the security situation there, because it went counter to what she wanted to hear. I think they were very, very worried about having something that they could fly the flag on for Hillary when her foreign policy victory was going to be Libya, and then this happened, and they realized, number one, the first thing we got to do is we got to cover Hillary's butt. And that's what happened.
Yeah, Michael and Sunshine, you're first up on WMAL. What do you say, Michael?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This past weekend, I watched the movie 13 Hours. Mm-hmm. And in light of this report coming out, I think everyone should see this movie, which showed how hard these men fought throughout the night. Three waves of attacks at the annex. And finally, they brought mortars in and killed two of our men. It really was touching to me how hard these men fought for the lives of those people at the annex.
Yeah, and the people who were paid very well and given great perks here in Washington, D.C., the people who get to ride around in limousines and have armed security details and get to have all of the big state dinners, those are the people who are supposed to be there to help out our brave men when they're fighting for their deaths.
I mean, this should have been the focus.
And they were ignored. Listen, the Obama-Clinton policy in Libya was a disaster, but for political purposes, they ignored all of the priorities that they needed to put in place for security purposes because they had a story they wanted to tell. And then once the attacks happened, they could have deployed military assets, but again, for political purposes, they were stymied. Bureaucratic paralysis set in. They couldn't even decide what people were going to wear when they went in, let alone actually spin up any sort of rescue, again, for political purposes. And then the aftermath, instead of telling the American people the truth about what happened, as you just heard from Jim Jordan, they had 50 days until an election. So once again, I'll say it again, for political purposes, they lied to the American people. Politics, politics, politics from the beginning to end on this story, and now she wants to be commander-in-chief.
That's right. She knew that the situation was bad before the attacks, and she did nothing. When the attacks were underway, she knew that people were fighting for their lives. She did nothing to help that situation get better. She did nothing that made that move forward. And the third thing was, she knew the internet video story was a lie, and she was active in developing that lie. And now this is the woman who wants to be president of the United States.
This is the conversation all day today in America on cable news, on talk radio, and you've heard it here first, the release of the Benghazi report. It's 7:51 on WMAO.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We are celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care, with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
7:53, let's check in on your money at the CNBC news desk. Is it going to be another tumultuous day, Chuck Kamlick, because of the Brexit vote?
Well, possibly tumultuous, but one good thing for sure, it's going to be higher. So we're at least at the open. We're not going to fall, but we could get back about a third of the $1.3 trillion we lost over the past two trading sessions. We'll see. In about a half hour, the government releases the latest GDP report that could show the economy grew about 1% in the first quarter, a little more than first thought. Volkswagen will sign off on a diesel cheating scandal settlement today. That deal will cost VW $15 billion and involve the buyback or repair of close to 500,000 cars. Online lender Lending Club appointed a new CEO today, who immediately announced he would cut jobs because fewer people are applying for loans. Dow Chemical cutting 2,500 jobs worldwide as it prepares to merge with DuPont. Lyft, the ride-sharing company GM invested in, has hired an investment banker to help find either a buyer or a company that will lend it some financial support in addition to what GM is putting in. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you in from the west. This crash eastbound 66 before you get to business 234. It's only a matter of time. We now have fire and rescue units there, and they block the left side of the roadway. So we're just inching along. So as you come out of Gainesville, keep alert because those delays are really quickly growing. Beyond through Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, still have the stop and go. Interloop as you pass the Lower River Turnpike, heavy, get a little bit of a break. And then north of 66 toward the Legion Bridge, slow. Had the earlier crash, it was minor, headed over to the shoulder interloop near the Georgetown Pike. George Washington Parkway has been incident-free, as has the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Extra time needed, Connecticut Avenue. The crash is inside the Beltway, southbound Connecticut Avenue, south of Jones Bridge Road near Manor Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front on the march, clouds already here, showers and thunderstorms arriving most likely this afternoon. There may be some around, especially to the east this morning, up to 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees at 7:56.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Comfort, safety, value, it all goes hand in hand. From our stand-up guys who are just different from most any other contractors you've had out to your home. These are clean-cut, stand-up guys, background check, professionally trained, great individuals. Hi, this is Dave Snell. So we know 90% of the time we're dealing with housewives. I know when my wife is home, I have somebody come out. I'm always wondering, is it going to be somebody that I'm going to be concerned about? Is it going to be a stand-up guy or not? My guys are all stand-up guys. And that's the difference. We're very, very selective in the people that we hire. To be very honest with you, it's one at about every 50 we interview has a shot for working for our company. You'll be happy to invite my stand-up guys into your home. You just can't lose when you choose the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Your yard is your kingdom. So when mosquitoes invade, you want more than candles and zappers.
You want warriors like us.
We're Terminix, an elite force of anti-mosquito professionals.
We're armed with 85 years of successful missions against pests and termites.
Terminix will design a custom battle plan for defending your yard, and it starts with a free mosquito estimate. Call 1-800-900-6118.
Our one-of-a-kind mosquito control formula delivers far more than a defensive barrier or repellent. It actually kills mosquitoes where they live.
It's a breakthrough in mosquitoes. mosquito control with a natural active ingredient. It's eco-friendly and safe for use around people and pets.
It can eliminate more than 90% of mosquitoes in treated areas in 2 to 3 weeks.
Then we'll come back once a month during the mosquito season to keep them down.
Defending your yard is a big job.
So go big. Go Terminix Mosquito Service.
Defend your yard by calling Terminix, America's leading provider of termite and pest control. For your free mosquito estimate, call 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week 4, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Coming up on WMAL,
We'll be joined by Larry Kudlow of CNBC and also talk about Metro problems. They're going to fire a bunch of people at Metro, it sounds like.
Yep, D.C. Metro Board Chairman Jack Evans will be our guest to discuss that. Also, former Attorney General of Virginia Ken Cuccinelli to discuss the big decision yesterday for